Join me in Philippians chapter 2. I'd like to read together, beginning at verse 5. Paul writes, "Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This little segment of Paul's letter to the Philippians is impressive. It is brief, just 7 relatively short verses, and for the most part, its message is simple. There's not a lot of deep theological stuff to unravel there. We know what he's talking about. You know, right? And yet, it is a little segment loaded, I think, with significance. I thought it was interesting. One of the writers that I was reading this week spent 50 pages of his book just on this segment. I do not have 50 pages to share with you this morning. Just 2 things that I'd like to call to your attention as we prepare to come to the table. First, I think this little segment of the letter contains a summary of what we've come to the table to remember, right? It is the story of Jesus. Watch it unfold in verse 6. "Although Jesus existed in the form of God, he emptied himself." In fact, there's a beautiful contrast early on in the language about how Jesus was in the form of God and equal with God, and yet came to earth to live as a man and to be a servant to us and more. Willing even to humble himself to the point of death, even death on the cross. And yet, as he continues, that is not the whole story, because God would raise him from the dead and exalted him in heaven, which is what brings us to the table. To remember God who came. To celebrate his coming, to celebrate his sacrificial death, to celebrate the fact that he was raised and exalted, that he is our Savior. The second thing that I want you to notice is that Paul places this little segment in an interesting spot in his letter. If you were to go back and read the whole letter, or just the immediate context of this little piece we've looked at, you will notice that he is not discussing the story of Jesus at this point in his letter. He's not even talking about the significance of the cross, or what God has accomplished through Jesus. In fact, I want you to notice what he is talking about. In verse number 1 of chapter 2, he would write, "Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Question, what is he talking about in his letter at this point? He's talking about unity among the Philippians. In fact, he has been talking about that. If you back up to verse 27 of chapter 1, just look up a little earlier. Verse 27 of chapter 1, he says, only conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or I remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit and with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. There it is again. He's talking about the Philippians being one. And then, if you go back to chapter 2 and pick up with me in verse 3, he even tells them how to do that. Verse 3, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind. Regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. You see it? All the way down here through here, his thought has been oneness among this church family. And it's as he's talking about that, he will say next in verse 5, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so, as he talks about this need to be one, he invites us to consider the example of Jesus, and specifically, what we learn from him on the cross. To learn from his humility. Although being God, he willingly humbled himself to live as a man, to die for us, and not just any death, death on the cross. And as you reflect about that, think about the words of Paul in verses 2 and 3. Don't merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Don't just think about yourself. Think about others as it is epitomized at Calvary when Jesus did that for us. And then says, have this mind in you. So as I was reading this last week, I was struck with the expansive implications and applications of the message of the cross. It is certainly true that the cross primarily is a message about the love of God, about his desire to rescue man, his grace and his mercy, and at such a terrible price, the blood of the Son. All of those are lessons of the cross. I'm just inviting you this morning to consider that maybe when we look at the cross, we're meant to think about a whole lot more than just that. That in fact, the cross should be teaching us lessons every day that impact how we interact with each other every day. And if we would consider it more carefully, we could see it. Maybe even consider the lesson today that Paul is trying to make here in Philippians. How can we, as the family of God, come to this table together and share the meal together and ponder the Savior who humbled himself, thought of us before himself, put our needs before his own needs? How can we share this together and then go away and selfishly interact with each other, thinking about myself before you, putting what I want before what you want, maybe even fuss and argue with each other because of such things? It's because we're not hearing the message of the cross. So in an interesting way, this meal becomes this weekly reminder, not just of what Jesus did to rescue us from sin, but also the people that he wants us to become. People that are just like him all the time, every day. And so Paul would say, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.